You know, one thing we have to admit, there's no way around it. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. looks out of place no matter where he is. He looks awkward. His smile is awkward. He didn't look out of place half naked doing those push-ups in his backyard. I mean, that sort of fit him. But no, every place. In fact, when he was at the UFC, did you see the entrance, by the way? Oh, my God. He was awkward greeting people. I mean, he was doing it. And he was being friendly, I'm sure. And he's all in on what's going down. But he just doesn't have that, hey, man, I'm here, let's party, type smile. Yeah. Anyway, if you haven't seen it, I posted it. Donald Trump walked into Madison Square Garden for the UFC, was the heavyweight champion or whatever it was. And we're not talking the fight in Texas. We're talking Madison Square Garden. Yeah. We're not talking Jake Paul and what's his name there? The guy with all the tattoos that bites ears off. I'm losing my memory on air. The bottom line is that when he walked into that building, he owned it. My God, Trump owned that building. It's like a boss came in with his entire crew. Tulsi Gabbard knows how to smile. 100%. She's all in, man. Who else was there sticking out? I can't remember who was actually in. You can see it. Now, they're sitting one row behind him. He's there with Dana White, all of the above. That was great. What a great entrance, man. I want to see a rematch. As a matter of fact, Jake Paul is going to fight with Kamala Harris. That's how she's going to pick up $20 million. Now, nine things RFK Jr. plans to do on day one to make America healthy again. Require all fat kids to run behind the bus to school. Pick up the pace, Tubby. You're not getting a lift. We got to shave off some pounds, man. Number two, limit movie theater popcorn buckets to only 5 gallons. You run out of popcorn before the trailers end. You know, I never got that. I'm the one man in America that absolutely hates popcorn. I've been able to tolerate Cracker Jacks because they're coated with caramel and have peanuts in there. But popcorn, oh, no. But I do like those hockey puck popcorns, you know, where they smash them together in a hockey puck. Yeah. Popcorn wafers or whatever. Yeah, those I can handle those. But popcorn, there's something about it that just creeps me out. I've been known to eat it, but I don't like it. Number three, allow BLM protesters to burn down all Cold Stone creameries. Uh-huh. Direct the lefty tactics in the right direction. This is Robert F. Kennedy, what he's going to do. The first things he does as soon as he gets into office to attains his rightful position to make America healthy again. Remove all seed oil from deep-fried Twinkies. That's not going to work, man. All deep-fried Twinkies must now be fried in pure beet tallow, or rather beef tallow. As God intended. That's true. God didn't intend it that way, too, by the way. That's in the Bible. It's in Plasmatics 14:6. Number five, reduce double stuff Oreos to 1.75 stuff Oreos. Yeah. To get a healthier country, sacrifices must be made. Number six, make diabetes illegal so people won't be able to get it. There is that. Have we tried that? We haven't tried that yet, have we? No, we really haven't. Let's see. Just like cocaine and heroin. Yeah, make it illegal. That way people won't be able to get it. Yeah. Hey, it's working so well with drugs. Yeah, fentanyl, we made it illegal. People can't get it. Yeah. Number seven, all McDonald's ads must feature only very fat and ugly people. Lizzo, whatever her name is, yeah. And the food must look just as underwhelming as it does in real life. Yeah, there is that. You know, have you seen the picture of the cheeseburger? Just the cheeseburger. Just a regular naked cheeseburger on the kiosk at McDonald's when you're ordering. And then you get the damn thing and you look at it. It ain't even close. It ain't even close. Neither is the Big Mac. Number eight, require restaurant menus to contain a picture of RFK's disapproving face next to the unhealthy items. Highly effective. And by the way, that nails it right there. RFK looks kind of disapproving in every single facial look he has. Does he not? He does. Number nine, all vaccines must I have one of those cartoon skull and crossbones poison symbols on the side. You'll think twice before you get jabbed. Yeah, yeah, there you go. These are, I just shared with you, 9 things RFK Jr. plans to do on day one to make America healthy again. Let's see, there's another piece here. Trump needs to appoint, what's his name there? John Fetterman, to something. I don't know what, but he needs to, some jerk-off position. But would that be incredible? I mean, he goes through all of his dream picks on everything, and our dream picks, as in his picks. But he appoints Fetterman to something, something that there's no way in the world he could screw up. That'd be great, man. That'd be fabulous. Gets him out of the Senate, too. That'd be fabulous. I don't know what. Maybe an assistant position. The 8 biggest things wokeness took from us. Airplanes that land with their wheels and wings still on. Yeah, well, man, I hated seeing that one. You? I really didn't like that one. That was so nice. Number 2, Star Wars. You literally stole childhood from us. Yeah, with wokeness and shame. Really, for real. Star Wars, they ruined that, didn't they? Polygonal boobs. The joy is gone from video games. Number 3, being able, I gave you 4 by accident, I'm giving you 3 now. Being able to smoke in delivery rooms when your baby is born. Yes, amen. What? Who stopped that? Number 5, Lutherans. Yeah, you would have so many of these for your namesake, Martin. Number 6, Chief Wahoo. They took Chief Wahoo from us, the woke did. It's hard to talk about it. The pain is so fresh. Number 7, wholesome schoolyard games like Smear the Queer. Yeah, man, they don't play that anymore? They don't do Smear the Queer anymore? Depantsing them? Come on, man, is that for real? Does anybody know about that? Is that actually happening in schoolyards? They can't play that game anymore? Number 8, calling female coworkers toots or sugar buns. You have to be so careful these days. You can't slap a girl on the ass in the office anymore either. You know that? You used to be able to do that way back. Can't do that anymore. No way. Let's see. What else is going on? Well, let's get into time to clean the Senate. Yeah, when we come back. When we come back after the break, let's clean up the Senate. It really is stupid simple to do, but it's going to take the will of the people, which we exercised just recently. I think we could maybe do it again. There's some little hope that we could do it again come next election time. Throwing these bastards out. We certainly didn't do it in Michigan, though, did we? No, we didn't. As a matter of fact, we picked a worse person in the Senate. Yeah, we traded Stabenow for Slotkin. That's bad. That's bad. Yeah, point Fetterman to something. I don't know what. Maybe somebody could come up with a suggestion. I want a rematch of Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. By the way, Jake Paul, do you think that was staged? I really think it was staged in retrospect. They weren't 100% pulling the punches in the ring, but he was so respectful of Mike, and I think that was a good thing. He was just thrilled to be able to fight him. It was a good thing. But I don't think they were going all in brutal.